Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, January the 22nd, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, hallelujah, and as always, I am joined by some wonderful and anointed servant leaders, Spirit of Life servant leaders in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our bishop, hallelujah, Bishop Lester Carver, and his beautiful wife, Pastor Vanessa Carver. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something that will bless your spirit, that will bless your soul, uplift your spirit, and impact you to live a more abundant life in Christ. So let's get this praise party started as we go to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning thanking you for another day you've given us to be able to come together as a Spirit of Life family to worship and praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you for blessing the message today. Thank you for blessing the messenger, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing Apostle Zeta for what she's going to be delivering to us today. Thank you for blessing those who are listening near and far, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, you promise. If I keep my mind on you, you keep me in perfect peace. Yes, you will.
You keep me in perfect peace.
Yes, you will. With a sincere heart, if I call upon your name, you'd never turn away from me, no, no.
You'd never turn away from me.
Said you'd give me everything I need. Yes, you would.
You'd give me everything. If I call upon your name, you never turn away from
Hallelujah. And glory to God. Pastor Donnie McClurkin singing, "That's What I Believe." Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And saints of God, if this is your first time here with us in Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we want you to know that each and every week, we ask our most beloved mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth, and she will read to us with conviction and power from a phenomenal devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So my brothers and sisters, if you don't already have your Bibles, please retrieve them and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or how far from me you are. This morning, the meditational reading is entitled, "The Battle is the Lord's." We'll be looking at 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And in part, it reads, "Do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Now, when we are faced with a problem or challenge, we tend to ask ourselves, "I'm going to do." And well-meaning family members and friends will come along and ask, "What are you going to do?" Now, Jehoshaphat faced a multitude of enemies, but instead of focusing on what he would do, he prayed, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are up on you." You can read that in verse 12 of 2 Chronicles. When we turn our eyes on God, we will hear him say, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Verses 15 and 17. But standing still is the last thing we want to do when the enemy is coming against us. It is also the most difficult thing to do because we feel that we cannot just stand around and do nothing. We must try to save the situation. But God wants us to stand still and see Jesus, our salvation, fight for us. So what do you do the next time you are faced with the battle and don't know what to do? Jehoshaphat sent his singers to the front of the army to proclaim, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 21. Some people will wonder, does that mean that I just sing and don't do anything else when I have a problem? No, that is not what I am saying. Do what the situation requires, but don't worry and don't trust in what you do. Like Jehoshaphat, rest and trust in God's mercy. What you do then, he will turn your battlefield into the valley of Beraha. Beraha means blessings. The children of Israel gave the battlefield this name because it took them 3 days to gather all the spoils of war. God turned their situation into a great blessing. Verses 25 and 26. Do you have a battle to fight? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favors to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, God wants us to stand still and see Jesus, our salvation, fight for us. Amen and glory to God.
Amen.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short and got back up much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes, praying that you open our eyes again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Father, please open our eyes. What she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. And I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh Father,
Father, please open our eyes.
Here I am.
to open our eyes again. Cause we really need it. Father, please open our eyes. Can you hear us singing? Father, please open our eyes.
Hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we, hallelujah, come together as a family and we stand in the gap for our brothers and our sisters all over this world, because we pray expecting God to move, trusting God to move, because we know that he knows what is best for us. So right now, saints of God, I'm asking that each and every one of you would just clear your minds and let us prepare to go to God's throne of grace. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace now, first and foremost, just saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through another week. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping us and sustaining us. Thank you, Father God, for your son, Jesus, hallelujah, that is standing in the gap and interceding on our behalf whenever we fall short. Yes, and Father, Lord, any of us stand in the fault this morning, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would please forgive us. Create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, Father God, because we want all that we say, all that we do, all that we think to glorify and magnify you. Now, Lord, this morning, we come standing in the gap for those who have been overwhelmed by what their eyes have seen and their ears have heard. Yeah. But Father God, we come praying this morning that you would open their eyes once again so that they can see you moving in the midst of what their eyes see and their ears hear. That's Father, we pray that their faith would be renewed, that their joy would be renewed, that their hope would be renewed, hallelujah, that their spirits would be renewed in you, so that they would have everything that they need to stand in confidence, knowing that they serve a God that can do all things but fail. And Father, if you say, if you have declared and decreed that you can make it right, then, Father God, we know that you will make it right.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord God, that you are walking throughout the hospitals, throughout this world, just touching and healing the sick this morning, Lord God. We praise you for your mighty and holy balm of Gilead. We praise you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that has the power to raise, the power to heal, hallelujah, and the power to restore.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord God, this morning that we all know that you are a healer in mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
And Lord God, we just come thanking you for that. And Lord, we come this morning lifting up those who are in authority over us. Because Lord God, we know that those, that some of those that have been placed in power have no clue what to do with it, or they choose to use it for their own personal gain. But I heard your word say that the government sits upon your shoulders. There
Amen.
Is nothing that you miss down here. So you're looking at what Biden's doing, what Trump is doing, what Putin is doing, what every leader is doing. And you have the power to correct, to chastise, and to bring down all that will continue to come against your children. So, Lord, we pray for these leaders. We pray, Lord God, that they would understand that they are merely temporal leaders. But you are the everlasting King.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord God, we come praying this morning for all those who are hurting, who are feeling helpless, hopeless, hapless. Lord God, we know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Father God, we know that you are the comforter. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Lord God, I pray that your Holy, they would allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in them in a way that they will once again look, raise their head and look to the hills from which cometh their help.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray for those who are in need this morning, and we ask that you continue to bless those without food, those without clothes, those without provision, Father God, because we know that you are all that. You own all the cattle up on all the hill, and your source and your supply never runs out. So,
amen.
Lord, we thank you. Just to be able to stand in the knowledge of that, just to be able to have that blessed assurance causes us to stand in victory and faith and not fear and anxiety. We thank you for that this morning, Father God. And Lord,
yeah.
We pray for our brothers and sisters all over this world who are being oppressed, who are being misused, who are being misled. We pray for them because, Lord God, we want you to know that we just don't clump their issues into our issues. We know that there are specific issues that are specific to them, their government, their climate, their people. But, Lord, we so glad that you sit high and you look low and you know all about it.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray for every servant leader this morning. We pray that every servant leader that you have called and sent, Lord God, would stop being pulpit performers, Lord God, and truly do what you have called them to do. Reach the lost.
Yes.
Disciple them. Hallelujah. Equip them for the work of the ministry. Because, Lord God, they are not able to save. Only you can save. So, Lord, I pray that we would, all servant leaders, would come down off their high horse, swallow that spirit of pride, put that pride aside, Lord, and just be used by you, by for your purpose and your glory, because it's not about us. It's all about you, Father God. And we just come praying for the servant leaders, Lord, because if we get it wrong, your people will be led astray and are being led astray.
Yes.
And, Lord, I don't want any of their blood on my hands. We don't want that for ourselves, Lord. So we just pray that you continue to use us. We pray in the name of Jesus that you allow us to continue to go forth in your holy and righteous name and do all that you have declared and decreed over our lives. Lord God, we come thanking you for every child, every woman, man, boy, or girl who has been rescued from trafficking and exploitation. We just want to thank you, Lord God, that you have the power to make it all right. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for your joy that is our strength.
Yes.
And Lord,
yes.
We just thank you for the knowledge of knowing that in you we have everything. We lack nothing. Hallelujah. And Lord, if there be any sick amongst our family, we pray that you touch that situation.
Yes, Lord, please.
We pray, Lord God, whether they are going through in their body, whether they're going through in spirit, whether they are going through in their minds. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God, we want you to make it right. Lord God, we want you to love on them and place them up under your pinion, Lord God, and protect them and guard their mind and keep them in perfect peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Lord, we just come this morning. I'm coming as your servant leader, your humble servant, just praying that you rain down blessings upon every servant leader here at Spirit Alive. I pray that you bless them going out and coming in the city and in the field. I pray that you continue to bless them spiritually, financially, physically, Father God, emotionally, Lord God. Because, Lord God, I know that you will, they will take everything that you teach them and use it to edify the body. I know that their testimony will always declare your goodness and not how good they are. I know, Lord God, that you will be glorified. You will be magnified in all that we do because we already know we're nothing without you, God.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you just continue to bless my sister and brother, Pastor Dorsey and Eric Ware, as they go forth with their church. Lord, we pray, we pull down, we rebuke, we bind every negative spirit, every negative person, every negative thing, every negative mindset that will try to come against them to keep them from doing what they know God has called them to do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless them. And Lord, I pray your continued blessings upon our most beloved bishop and his wife, Pastor Vanessa. Lord, they are indeed your power couple. They go forth to declare the gospel to all the world. And I just want to thank you. Bless them, Lord, in all that they do. Lord, continue to bless them as they write their books. Bless them, Lord God, as they write their studies. Bless them, oh God, as Bishop continues to build his beautiful buildings. Bless them, oh God, as they continue to move into their home, God. Bless them, Lord God.
Yeah.
Because they bless your people greatly.
Yes,
I pray for my sister, Evangelist Michelle, and Pastor Jeffrey this morning. Bless my brother, Pastor Jeff, as he goes forth to stand and deliver the word of God. Fortify him, Lord God, on every leaning side. Continue, Lord God, to strengthen him as he covers his family, as you cover all of us. Bless my beautiful sister by his side, Lord God, because although she goes through a lot, she endures a lot, she suffers a lot, she still never passes up an opportunity to praise you. She never passes up an opportunity to pray to you. She never passes up an opportunity to try to bless. And Lord God, I just ask your continued blessings upon my most beloved sister, my sister, Minister Tina, and her family this morning.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord
God, we thank you for using her mightily to minister to her family, to pray for her family, to, hallelujah, just edify you and edify them, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for her heart set and her mindset because she truly wants to worship you in spirit and in truth. She truly wants to serve you in the love that you have called us to serve one another in. And I just want to thank you for our daily prayers, Lord, our daily sharing, our daily relationship.
Thank
and, Lord,
you,
I ask, last but not least, I ask a very special blessing upon this woman whom we all love, whom we all honor. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for Mother Mitchell. We want to thank you for what you're doing through her, Lord, and her growth and her impartations, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, that she is striving, and she will declare and decree that she is still striving and learning. Thank you for the reachable, teachable spirit, Lord God. And
thank
we just
you.
Ask that you bless her. And now, to your anointed servant, Apostle Zeta, Lord God, I ask special blessings upon her. First of all, Lord God, I thank you for all the provisions that you send. We thank you, Lord God, that she turns around and as fast as you pour into her, Father God, she pours it right back out into your people, oh God. So we thank you for every provision of the food. We thank you, Lord God. But right now, Lord God, we're praying that you will continue to send laborers to help her to do what she's been doing most times alone. But Lord God, she is faithful. And I just pray that you reward her for her faithfulness because that's what you said you do. And that's what I believe, oh God. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for this woman's example of who you are. I want to thank you, Father God, for the love and the grace that she dispenses on a daily basis when nobody is looking.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you that you have blessed me with such a beautiful family and group of friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to thank you, Father God, that you love me just that much, that you would make sure that I don't have to walk on this journey alone. And Lord, I thank you for servant leaders and brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that are truly coming together and loving each other as you have commanded, that are truly coming together only wanting you to be glorified, only wanting us to grow in you and be transformed more and more into the likeness of your son, Jesus. So, Lord God, we just thank you for all that you have done, you are doing, and for all that you will do, because we know whatever it is, it will be good. So, Lord, we just want to thank you, praise you, glorify you, and magnify you. In the holy and righteous name of Jesus, we do pray it all. Let the church of God say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. And if you have not already retrieved your Bibles, please get your Bibles and prepare to hear a word from this morning's speaker, who is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California. She is a tireless and humble servant leader for the Most High God, and she loves to share his word. So please, my brothers and sisters, get something to write with and write on, and prepare to hear a word from our anointed speaker, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for that nice introduction. I try hard to live up to that. God bless you, everyone. My message title this morning is Walking by Faith. And lately I've been really, it's been on my heart to really pray for those that have turned away from their faith. And many have, even some that I know have turned away. But we must continue to put the messages out, our faith messages, and continue to help people continue to believe by faith that God, whatever he said he would do, he will do. And we also need to just encourage them to continue in the faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share a little bit more about what happens when we continue to trust God for us, for our good. Praise God. We just have to continue in the faith, walking by faith, knowing God for who he is. Amen. Yes. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Father God, I come to you this morning thanking you for all that we have already heard, thanking you for the beautiful prayers that have gone forth, and the coverage that we have through prayer and by being covered in your word, being covered by your blood. Hallelujah. We are indeed covered, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are for us. I pray that you will allow me to come forth with the message that you have given me this morning, that it will touch, that it will go out, that it will bless somebody. Hallelujah. That someone, hallelujah, will be encouraged to continue to trust in you by faith. And others that may have wandered away from their faith and not believing, we pray, Lord, that they will be restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That they will learn to trust you again, that they will realize and know, God, hallelujah, that you are for them and not against them. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to, as I said, that there are people that need to be restored, and I'm going to share some scriptures along that line in a little bit. But we have to come to the point where we, no matter what we see, we're not shaken. And I praise God that I can stand upon his word and know by faith, hallelujah, that he will do what he said. He will perform the things that he said he would do. Praise God.
Yes.
I know him as a healer. I know that I can trust him. I know him as a deliverer. I know him, hallelujah, one that will provide. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know him as a way maker. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He will make a way when it seems like there is no way. Hallelujah. We can trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. We can know by faith that he will do what he says. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to, I think I'm going to go to our familiar passage first, which is our faith chapter, Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Praise God. Okay. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Praise God. We know that God called everything, the whole world, into existence by the word that he spoke.
Amen.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, but yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why it's so important that we have faith, because if we don't have it, as the scripture says, we cannot please God. Hallelujah. If we can't believe in him, if we can't trust him, if we can't obey him, then we can't please him.
Amen.
And the sixth verse says it right here, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must be a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should always seek God. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going, but by faith and trusting God, he went out anyway. Praise God. And I'm going to read further so we know what he did. It says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Praise God. And we know that we have the same promise, amen, that was promised to them. It says, for he looked for a city which he has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. Praise God. And we know that in the beginning it was hard for Sarah to even perceive that because of her old age. But she went on and trusted God by faith. Hallelujah. And was conceived. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, his son. Praise God. And he that had received the promises offered up by his only begotten son. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why we can live. Praise God. Because God giving his only son. Hallelujah. For our sake. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. going to share some more scriptures in a little bit. But I thank God that we can walk by faith, and we can. Hallelujah. As long as we're putting our trust and faith in him. Faith is trusting God when you don't understand his plan. Having faith in God changes everything for us. As we live and walk by faith, God's love and power and strength is revealed through us. Satan, the devil, doesn't want us to believe God, all right, or have faith in God. He wants us to believe him and act according to what he speaks to us. Praise God. But we don't want to listen to the devil. We much rather listen to God. Hallelujah. He does this so that in order to divert us and cause us to miss out on what God has already promised us. Amen. So we need to be careful about who we listen to in this world. Amen.
Amen.
The words that we hear, the spoken word, we need to make sure that we're listening to one of God's speakers. Amen. Or one that's delivering the word is a person of God, our one and only true God. Praise God. We can trust God for his word. We can trust him for what we have already seen him do in the lives of ourselves as well as others. Praise God. We have proof in his word, hallelujah, about those that trusted God and put their faith in God. Hallelujah. We know the story about the three Hebrew boys, and we know about how they were saved from the fire, from being burnt up, praise God, saved from the lion's den because of their faith and trust in God. And they refused to bow down, hallelujah, to another. Praise God. So we praise God. He is the only one, hallelujah, that can save us. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can help us. Praise God. So we want to make sure that we have faith in him. Thank you, Jesus. We need to trust God with our whole heart. Shun from evil. Put God first above everything and everyone. We need to check ourselves by the word of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Learn to listen for his voice, his guidance. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to gather with other believers on a regular basis, be in service together. Hallelujah. Build relationships with other people. Have a place in our hearts to serve. We need to be investing in the mission of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Having faith is having trust. Our God is faithful. Trusting our whole self to God, hallelujah, will make a difference in our lives. He has us covered. He has us covered by his precious blood that was shed when he died for us, when he died for all of our sins. So we need to trust him for the plans that he already has for us. We need to totally put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Knowing that what he said, he will do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I have been really reflecting on times that I really have to trust God. And every time I've trusted him, praise God, and I've had some things that happened that I was very, very thankful that I had faith in God because I came through. Hallelujah. He made a way for me. You healed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He lifted me up. Hallelujah. He helped me to continue. Praise God. With his plan. So God is with us. He's with us when we're on the mountaintop. He's with us when we're in the valley. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's with us when we don't understand his plan. Hallelujah. He's with us when we don't even know what door to knock on. Hallelujah. He guides us. Hallelujah. And he does make provisions for us whenever we have need of them. Hallelujah. There are no shortages in Christ Jesus. He is unlimited. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can trust him no matter what we're hearing about the food shortages and any other kinds of shortages. He will come through for his own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will do for the righteous. He will do for anyone, hallelujah, that will turn toward him and accept him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And believe in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The fact that he has changed us. Hallelujah. Those of us that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We know that he has transformed us. He's made changes in our lives for the better. Hallelujah. And even for the sake of our families and those that we're around. Praise God. Why wouldn't we serve a God like him?
Yeah.
No matter what we face, what we have to face, no matter what we face in this life, no matter what this life may bring, remember, God's love for you is everlasting. Everlasting. That means forever. He will never turn his back on us. He's always with you. Hallelujah. You can count on him. Having faith in God will grant you a fulfilled life. Hallelujah. And just know that when you're going through, and we do, we're going to have our trials. Hallelujah. We're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to go through some troublesome times. Hallelujah. But just stick with God. Continue to believe by faith that he will turn things around for you. And he will. He will turn it around for your very good. Thank you, Jesus. I know some of us are survivors. I know that I'm a survivor, hallelujah, of cancer and other things, domestic violence, and I could name some others. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God that I'm a survivor. I'm not just surviving, but I'm also thriving because I have him. I couldn't thrive without God. Praise God. Yeah. But because of him, I am thriving. Hallelujah. And there are times that I'm able to really help others because of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no lack in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we trust and believe in him and follow him, there will be no lack. He won't withhold any good thing from us. He just won't do it. Praise God. I like what Mother Mitchell said in her devotional reading this morning. Stand still. Stand still and see Jesus.
Yes.
Because if we can just see Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we don't see him physically, but it's God that opens our eyes. It's God that removes the scales from our eyes and allows us to see Jesus for who he is and for what he has done. Hallelujah. And how we can put our trust in him because he cares for us. He loves us. We can believe God for the impossible. Hallelujah. And as I said, we will face some uncertainties in life. Hallelujah. Some things are going to spring up on us. But because we know him, they shouldn't spring upon us by surprise. Hallelujah. Because we have already been told through his word. We have been warned. We have been, it has been shared with us, the things that we're going to face in this life. Hallelujah. But what we're going to have in our future far succeeds what we have now. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's our everything. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are a believer, and I know many are that are listening in and on this in this service today. We are believers. Hallelujah. And we know that God will do what he says he will do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for all of the prayers that have gone out and up to God. Hallelujah. In my behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know that he is greater than anything. Praise God. And he wants us to walk by faith. He really does want us to walk by faith. If we walk by faith, that means we have put our absolute trust in God. He says, walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. He also said, but it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. He loves us, but we want to make sure that we love him back. We want to love him for who he is and what he's done for us. Praise God. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Praise God.
Yeah.
So in this life, we must learn to wait on God. Hallelujah. Trust him enough to wait. Hallelujah. Continue to believe and not turn away from the faith because of the things that we see and the things that we hear about. People have turned away from God just because of what they heard. We have to continue to trust him no matter what. No matter what we hear. No matter what we see. Continue to trust in God. Hallelujah. His word says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. Jeremiah, I'm going to read Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, he wants the very best for us. Hallelujah. He wants us to have all that he has promised.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He wants us to enjoy, hallelujah, the inheritance. Praise God. We must be not only in having faith in God, but also having a prayerful life. Praise God. That our life in prayer becomes habitual, that we're praying all the time, not ceasing to pray. Hallelujah. It all goes together. Prayer and faith. Prayer is the key, as has often been said, and faith unlocks the door.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We can put our trust in that and know, hallelujah, that when we pray, God hears us. And we have faith that he will answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10, verses 23 and 25. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And as people in the world see us, praise God, loving one another, hallelujah, it will provoke others to do good works or to desire to do good works. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because of what they see in us, other believers getting along well, loving each other, hallelujah, doing things for each other, appreciating each other, hallelujah, the world will see. The world will see. Praise God. Because when we spread our love, hallelujah, it overflows. Hallelujah. Verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching. We're in evil days. So it really does behoove us to not forsake coming together, uniting together, hallelujah, which is what Christ died for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If we're uniting together, we can accomplish so much more. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are no lone rangers. Praise God. And God's
kingdom.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We need each other. Hallelujah. Even if we don't think so. Because God just arranged it and planned it that way. Hallelujah. So that's his plan. Hallelujah. Let's see. I think I'm about to wind up here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You know, we're into a new year. We're still in January, beginning of our new year. And I just believe that as we continue to walk by faith and continue to keep our trust in God, that something good is going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He already said it. He said he would do a new thing. It will spring forth. We will know about it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So those of you that are listening in today, know that God has something good for you. Something good is going to happen for you. Hallelujah. Right now and in all through the new year. Hallelujah. And beyond. Because he promised. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God does not fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may fail, but he won't. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. A couple of more scriptures, and then I'm going to close. Let's go to Mark 11. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Mark 11, starting with verse 22, we know that Jesus was often out with his disciples and teaching them and all that he taught them is for us as well. Verse 22 says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. And this is Jesus speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
23rd verse says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he doesn't go back on his word. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Verse 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's see. I think there's a verse in Ephesians. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the 10th verse says, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, wherefore by they lie and wait to deceive.
Mm.
We know that is always Satan's plan, is to cause us to be in deception. Hallelujah. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him and all things which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm remembering the message that went forth last Sunday from Bishop Carver. Praise God. And this passage really made me think of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop there with that. Praise God. So God is perfecting us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have to just latch on and accept that perfection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is making us better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to continue to strive for the betterment of our lives as well as others. Hallelujah. So others too can see the faith that we have in God, and that they too will become true believers. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Someone got something out of the message. I could go on and on, but there is a stopping point.
Well.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God fills in all the rest. Hallelujah. Because his word continues.
Yes.
He continues to bless us with his holy word. Amen. I don't have it all, but we all have some.
Does.
That we can share and give so that others, hallelujah, will desire the God that we serve. God bless you.
Amen. What a ream of word, a phenomenal word, a timely word. We heard on walking by faith, because just as I prayed, there are so many that profess Christ without any evidence of true profession or belief in the one who gives it all. So right now, hallelujah, saints of God. I can't. This is a our worship service continues on because, hallelujah, the only order of service for the spirit of life, praise and worship experience is the one that God gives. So at this time, I'm going to ask, I'm going to give you an opportunity because I know that God sent somebody to listen to this worship service this morning, who already have begun to seek and search him. So in a few moments, I'm going to ask Evangelist Michelle Scott to lead you in an invitation to salvation. That will be followed by a word, a prayer for our new converts by Pastor Dorsell Ware. And following that, as always, we're going to hear from our Bishop Lester Carver, because he always has a word about them for the men, and if Bishop Eric Ware is in the building, he too will be given an opportunity to speak because we all minister up in here together. But before we do any of that, I'm going to ask our very own intercessor and pastor, Pastor Vanessa Carver, to come forth and seal this holy word with prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that word about faith. We praise you and we thank you, God, today for this opportunity, not just to hear your word, but an opportunity for us to get closer and be imparted with much knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you for the revelation of what we heard today. I thank you for the vessel that she is as she pours into us, Father God, and you pour back into her. Anything that was depleted, anything, Father God, that was pressured or exchanged. I thank you, Father God, today for her teachable spirit to teach us. I thank you, Lord, today. All the things that were said about faith as it pertains to where we are and where we're going in 2023. Thank you, Lord, today that it'll be utilized and applied in our life immediately. But also know, too, saints, that word is going to be challenged. So don't be surprised if the enemy tries to come in and distract you. Or and allow the Lord to deal with those hard places in our heart, Lord, that so that they will be, you break up fallow ground. The word that we heard today will be able to be a fruitful place that will germinate and produce much fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now here comes our most favorite time of the whole worship service. This is the time when we extend that invitation. Not to a church, not to a ministry, but we are coming forward to invite you into a loving relationship with Jesus Christ, making him your Lord and Savior. So right now, if you don't yet know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, I want you to now give your undivided attention to Evangelist Michelle Scott, as she comes forth to give you a clue of what to do. Amen. Evangelist Michelle.
Thank you, Bishop. So, my brothers and sisters, if you have heard the message and you truly want to change your life and live for Jesus Christ, please repeat with me. Lord Jesus, I confess all my sins and I ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Take control of my life and help me to walk right from this day forward, Father God. Just let your Holy Spirit dwell within me. I thank you for your forgiveness, Father God. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you've said these things, you have truly been forgiven of your sins. You don't have to worry about them anymore. God loves you, we love you, and we just welcome you right now into the family of Christ. God bless you all.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Evangelist. All right, and
Amen.
At this time, we're going to have one of God's hurricanes come on in the room, Pastor Darcell Ware, and I want you to cover those new converts with prayer, Pastor Darcell, if you would just so do so, dear sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. The devil is alive. Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for every new convert that has just given their life to you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would send them. Are you there, Pastor Darcell?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I was praying and I had it on me. I'm sorry. God, we just thank you for every new convert. Okay. We just thank you for every new convert, God. God, we just give you the praise for their life and their new walk with you, God. God, we just thank you for them being on the line, God, with us today, God, to convert their lives into you and to worship you, God,
with all
of their hearts and all of their soul, God. God, we praise you this morning, God, for new converts, God. And as they work with you, God, and as they talk with you, God, and as they pray with you, God, oh, God, we give you praise for their life, Lord.
Yeah.
We give you glory for being a covering. God, we ask you to come on in your precious blood, Lord. We ask you to cover them this morning, God, and let them know that you are God and your arms are open to them, God, as they walk in the way that you want them to walk, as they talk in the way you want them to talk, as they study the word and get an understanding unto you, God. God, we give you praise this morning. God, we give you praise this morning. God, we give you praise for the word that was told on today that faith is the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, God. God, we give you glory. In your son Jesus' name, we thank you for their lives. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, that's why the devil didn't have it on mute. See, that's why the devil tried to have her on mute. See, he knew that she was going to pray that power on back. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Darcell, is Bishop in the room with you? Pastor Darcell? Okay. That's all right. Praise Jesus. Well, while I get that straight, we're going to ask our bishop to come on in the room with his word for the men today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we will circle back to see if our Bishop Eric is in the house and if he would like to have a word, because I don't believe in leaving not one family member, not one household of the people of God that are of this assembly to go unrepresented. So, Bishop Lester, come on in. I know you have a rhema word for the men this morning.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook.
Yes, God is really saying something to all of us. But this morning, the message for the men is the same. It is directly connected to what we heard about faith today, because faith is evidence and our confidence toward God in all that we do. And as men, we have a responsibility to lead confidently and boldly, as we are trusting in God absolutely. So it is the way that we trust God. It is our confidence in which we trust God that is the true evidence of our faith, because faith without works is dead. And we've been called to do this work so that God can get glory from our life and cover those that we're responsible for. So I want to share four tiny verses with you. And if you have a pen to write these down and a piece of paper, I'm going to say the verses first, and then I'm just going to read them straight through so that you can get this. The first verse is Philippians 1:6. The second verse is Galatians 6:9. The third verse is Psalms 31:24. And the fourth verse is going to be Hebrews 10:35-36. So listen to what God is saying to us through his word. And he's speaking to you about your confidence. He says this: being confident of this very thing, that he, which hath begun you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. We have to know that we're not working for nothing. We have to know that after we patiently endure, that after we have done what God has given us to do, then we will receive his promise. And so we have to be careful not to cast away our confidence in God, because that confidence is what invites the reward of God into our life, the rewards here and the rewards in eternity. And we are truly representing God when we are absolutely confident in the fact that what he promised, he is going to do. He is going to fulfill. And to know that the one who started the work in us, he's faithful to perform it. And we're confident about that because, see, we might leave things undone or half done, but God does not ever leave anything undone or half done. So if God put a call on your life, if God led you to come to a relationship with his son Jesus Christ as your master and Lord, all the rest of the work is going to be fulfilled because God started that work. That desire came from God, and God is going to fulfill that desire as you come into agreement with him and you confidently move forward in the work, knowing that the work that he started in you, he is going to finish. And after you've done the work, you're going to receive the promises of God. So I want to share that with all of our men to understand that the way that you represent God is confidently walking forward in all that he's given you to do, knowing that he's called you to win, to seed, succeed, and to prevail.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop Lester Carver, for that beautiful impartation from the Holy Man's Corner. Hallelujah. And I just want to praise God for all of you that were here. But again, before we leave this place, I just want to make sure that another one of our bishops, Bishop Eric Ware, is not in the house. If he would like to have a word, he's more than welcome to. If any of you anybody else that is sitting in the sanctuary this morning, if you have a word of praise or you have a testimony of faith, if you would kindly press 1 on your keypad at this time, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Once again, I just praise God for all that we have heard on today. I want to thank each and every servant leader that was present here today and for your love, your obedience, and your just your spirit of worship. It's so refreshing. And I just want to invite all of our listeners to come out during the week so that they might hear you all on your own programs. No, I am not doing a promo, but what I would like for you to know is that on tomorrow, if you love the way Pastor Vanessa prays and Bishop Lester teaches, guess what? You have an opportunity to enjoy them again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for their Bible study, God's Great Love for Us. Then on Tuesday, hallelujah, Bishop Lester will once again take to the airwaves with his Tuesday teaching. And if you, hallelujah, felt that spirit, that whirlwind that came up in here through the presence and the persons of Pastor Dorsell Ware, listen, you better not miss calling in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time this coming Wednesday, because she's going to have a word for us as we walk in virtue. On Thursday, once again, our beloved Pastor Vanessa comes on out, and she's going to be teaching us and reminding us about forgiveness on her program, Wounded No More.
Praise God.
And then on Friday, you will hear. You might not hear from him today, but on Friday, you will hear from a mighty man, young man of God, whom I just so enjoy listening to his teachings, and I love just watching him, praise God, and that is Bishop Eric Ware. And on Saturday, you can always tune in at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time to hear our minister Tuggle. And I'm telling you this is and I'm telling you this because they all, each and every one of these servant leaders, they truly bless my soul. They are all servant leaders who I love sitting under. I love listening. I love studying with, and I would receive their counsel because they're trustworthy. And I want you to experience all of that for yourself. So if there be nothing else, I just pray that you were truly blessed on today, that you heard something that blessed your soul, uplifted your spirit, and has empowered you and refueled you for the upcoming week. Hallelujah. So now, may the grace of God and the sweet communion and the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. It is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And as always, from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a glorious rest of your day. God bless you. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. So God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience and the Spirit Alive Network. Have a beautiful and glorious day. Thank you, my wonderful family. I love you. God bless you.
Beautiful.
You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful service. Enjoyed it. God bless you.
God bless.
Have a good week.